Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm going to try to control myself today in this Indy 500 info war and not blow an engine or spin out and crash. Because it's days like these that I'm chomping at the bit, literally. In fact, I had three guests scheduled today, but I canceled two of them. We still have an important guest coming on in the third hour to talk about some very important issues. I'll tell you about that later, but I canceled a couple of other guests because I got to have some time to get into the unbelievable lies of the State of the Union speech last night. I watched half of it from my home, got in the car to drive over to the studio because I was going to be doing some late night work and listen to it in the car. And then I went back and read the transcript last night, and I could spend 3 hours on how everything Bush said was a fabricated lie and just so incredibly crafted to be deceptive. I mean, I could talk for an hour about one paragraph that I'm looking at, and it actually makes the temples throb. My heart rate actually accelerates because I get angry. I know the average American, unfortunately, is an expert on football and how to act cool, but knows absolutely nothing about how our government works, about our history, and they will just suck it up. I am so tired of it. I mean, I thought Bill Clinton was a liar. Bush. The speechwriters, Karl Rove obviously had the talking points on this, and then some speechwriter packaged it. This stuff makes Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, it makes his work look like middle school literature compared to Shakespeare. It's just one giant bent fraud. So we'll get past the hyperbole and get into just some of the lies. And believe me, I can't spend all day on this because all the news today is earth-shattering and massive. I mentioned an AP article yesterday about how Halliburton's getting to start off $380-something million to build FEMA camps. And they say it's for illegal aliens, but then they say for natural disasters or, you know, civil emergencies. And Halliburton runs the camps, many of them in Iraq. Halliburton is just unbelievably evil, and these are the concentration camps being built right in front of our eyes, and again, they're going to be private, and everything is going to be private. It's all about public-private partnerships, not privatization. It is where corporations that are bigger than most governments pay off your government, and then the government signs government power to them. And then they, it's like old sharecroppers who were, in many cases, actual slaves. Or where you're a coal miner and you owe your soul to the company store, you never get out of debt, and you know the coal mine manager rapes your wife at his leisure. I mean, that's the type of world we're living, and it's openly owned by the Dutch and British royal families. I heard Joan Vion on Derry Brownfield's show here on the Genesis Network earlier today. I'm going to try to get her on. She's got back from Davos. And she was saying everything we already know, but, I mean, she was there seeing it again, where it's all how Prince Charles designed it all. And it just, they come in, they buy the government hands everything over to them. I mean, it's real simple. And they train the police to be attack dogs that hate the people. They simultaneously brainwash the public to love being slaves. And it's just unbelievably bad. And I'm already starting to jabber and jibber because my head spins when I just, you ought to see the news I've got here in front of me. We're going to try to go through all of it. The Daily Show host did one of the most astute, piercing, important reports I've ever seen on mainstream television. In fact, probably the most piercing. Just amazing. We're going to play a clip of that. There's so much coming up today. Ultra-massive broadcast, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Going to spend a little bit of time today dissecting just a few of the manifest frauds that the puppet in chief, the petty nobody, was spewing last night worldwide on television, the radio, and the internet. I mean, I could spend the entire broadcast on this, and I'm not going to do it. We are going to open the phones up. I'd like to hear from first-time callers or folks that don't call on a routine basis today to give others a chance to get involved on air and to get your take on the State of the Union or on any other news item you wish. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But we will get into some of the audio clips of the speech. I've got about 10 of them, but I think I'm just going to hear a couple in the interest of time. And then I want to get into really serious news. Halliburton building concentration camps. It's just hidden in plain view. Houston Chronicle, Associated Press. Oh, they're emergency centers for illegal aliens and political dissidents during crises. And it's going to be a private FEMA camp. It's so good. And so Paul Watson's written a great article for PrisonPlanet.com listing all the mainstream news articles about 1 million man FEMA camps and Halliburton camps and all the things they're setting up and doing. And it sounds like a petty issue, but it's really important. Oprah Winfrey's made a big deal, and really she's been hyping it, about how she was lied to concerning some pathetic book, What, A Million Little Pieces, that is another manifest scam or fraud. And the media is all shocked that someone would lie and that we've all been betrayed. And they're really muckraking. They're really doing some investigative journalism for you. And John Stewart did something piercing a few days ago with The Daily Show that has more serious news than what you'd call serious news. And he pointed out that, look at how the media ignores all the amazing lies of government. Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't matter. Look at how that's just accepted now, but then they'll all freak out and just go crazy over some author lying. And the reason I'm so excited about this piece that John Stewart did is that is exactly the page I'm on. This is how they control us. They'll spend months on some sports figure who's been using cocaine, or they'll spend years on O.J. Simpson, or they'll months on Michael Jackson, or really years, or they'll endlessly talk about one woman kidnapped in Aruba. God bless her. But then they'll totally ignore Halliburton, who's going to run your concentration camps now, it's Associated Press, kidnapping children and women and using them in slave camps and sex slave camps. I mean, it can even be in major publications, but it's back of the paper and just kind of, yeah, they kidnap, and they got lobbyists in Washington for the kidnapping rings and actual lobbyists for kidnappers. And so again, they set the agenda. And that's because the New World Order knows that you want an investigation, you want some gumshoeing, some sleuthing, you know, murder, whodunit. They know that people are into real muckraking and investigation, so they give you some petty issue that doesn't matter. So the media can finally tell the truth. I mean, they'll tell the truth on how to bake a cake or how to roast a turkey or, you know, did O.J. kill her with a knife or was he innocent? I mean, they'll really get into depth there. That's why they like it, because if it's some petty issue, they don't have to lie and twist and spin all day. They can just actually go out and report. And so that is so much of what happens in society today. So coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play that clip from The Daily Show where John Stewart just does an incredible job pointing this out. Finally, paradigm shift. Because when I see something like that, I automatically tune out. When they tell me to focus on Aruba, I tune out. When they tell me to focus on how Bush is the great leader, I tune out. Because it's not true. He's a total puppet. They don't set my agenda. I set my own agenda. Now, obviously, they're trying to set the agenda right now that the State of the Union is so important and Bush is our leader and he's actually running something. The buck stops with him. And the elite does that so that he'll take all the blame or the praise for the New World Order operation, and then the whole system just moves on. And handbooks were written about this. Cecil Rhodes wrote them, a big servant of the British Empire, had whole countries named after him, Rhodesia, started the world diamond monopoly. Major professors, political scientists have written about it. Empires about 150 years ago started running into real opposition. And they found that if they would just remove, say, the local British governor who was a white guy, and if they would put one of the locals in, whether he was Arab or Persian or whether he was Malaysian, it didn't matter. If they would just put their puppet in, the people on average, they would have formulas, would take about four times the abuse. Okay? And then they'd even have newspapers that they owned and other handbills handed out where the British government would attack their own minion, but on petty issues. And then, my gosh, if the evil Brits, who still, of course, owned everything in the countries and controlled everything, why, if they're attacking him, he must be good. And then everyone would rally around the thug, or it could even be a group of thugs, oligarchs, a collection of them. And really, the British didn't invent this. I mean, I talk a lot about it. It's a book that isn't even hard reading. It's The Battle for Gold, a collection of letters to the Senate by Julius Caesar. In there, he talks about how he manipulates groups, how he plays Germans off against Germans, or Visigoths and Ostrogoths, and how he manipulates the Gauls, the French today, and how he would put in puppet leaders over them, and then even act like he didn't like the puppet leader to make the locals then think the puppet leader was good. I mean, this is all 101 empire stuff. Okay? And they were so arrogant, they wrote books about it, laughing at their slaves. And they would even publish it in Rome, knowing that most people couldn't read even there. Or the Romans themselves would just snicker about the empire manipulating those dumb hillbillies, those dumb barbarians. But at the same time, they were just as enslaved or more in Rome itself, in the city of Rome or in Italy. So this is what makes me so angry. It's just, it's like shake and bake. You go and you buy pancake mix and you mix it up and you make pancakes. This is a shake and bake Lego set that even says it on the box. How to enslave, how to terrorize and bring tyranny in for total control. And they're following the exact directions on the tyranny shake and bake box. And the general public is still so dumbed down, they don't even have any idea what's going on. And that's why I'm angry. Of all these clips, here's one of the sickest. Now, again, we've had CIA officers on. We have had local sheriffs on. We've had local investigators on from Arkansas, DEA, you name it. Bill Clinton was chosen at the age of 17 to go into a deep cover Central Intelligence Agency program. He then went to the Rhodes Scholar Cecil Rhodes Institute for Imperial Rule. That's what it is, the stated aim, global imperial rule. He was trained. And he became a protege of George Herbert Walker Bush back when he was Central Intelligence Agency head in the early 1970s. And Bill Clinton has always been good friends with George Bush Sr. They met 11 times in 1990 and 91. They staged that whole election. I mean, I've interviewed the CIA officers, folks, and it was well known George Bush and Bill Clinton had a narcotics deal going right through Mena, Arkansas. This is public. Public. And people couldn't believe that. Well, now you can with Barbara calling him Clinton her son, and Bush loves him, and they get up on TV and praise each other at press conferences for 15 minutes apiece first. I mean, I timed it one time. Bush Sr. worshipped Bill Clinton for 15 minutes, and then Clinton did it for about five. I mean, just actual worship. They vacationed together. They've always vacationed together. And it was always minor footnotes. Well, last night in the speech, this is what George Bush had to say about the two people that his father loves most, not Jeb or Neil or any of the other little crooks or Marvin, who ran security in the World Trade Center on 9/11. No, he loves Bill Clinton, and he loves his cokehead son, George W. Go ahead and roll it.
We must also confront the larger challenge of mandatory spending or entitlements. This year, the first of about 78 million baby boomers turned 60, including two of my dad's favorite people. Me and President Clinton.
That's enough.
This is more than a personal crisis.
Yeah, I mean, this is sick, folks. This is totally sick. And I told the Democrats, you should love George Bush. Gun control, open borders, more taxation and spending than you could ever imagine. Oh, he'll have some smoke and mirrors, a little tax cut over here, and then through different mandates to the states and other taxes, it's a massive increase at the end of the day. Around a 15% total national on average increase through the feds. Stack that up against a 5 or 6% cut. It's all smoke and mirrors. Then you have the dollar devalued by 40-plus percent, so then you compare that to a 5% cut. You begin to realize the type of fraud that we're hearing. I mean, these are the numbers. These aren't my opinion. I mean, this is the official, real hard numbers, not the cook numbers they give you where, I remember 2 years ago? Remember? Bush actually said that fast food is manufacturing. So it's all smoke and mirrors. And then he got into the really deceptive stuff. When we get back from break, I will get into some of these. But just very deceptive. He also kept talking about how it's our job to take over the world to bring freedom. But that's diametrically opposed to what George Washington said. That's diametrically opposed to what the Constitution says. But according to Bush, that's the bedrock of Americana. We've gone from the most loved country in the world to most hated. But when we get back, just what he had to say about ending tyranny in the world. Now, by every yardstick, by every measurement, the globalists that control our government and the puppet Bush are setting up worldwide tyranny. There's no debating that. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Central Standard Time. We're here live, folks, and of course back from 9 to midnight. But just listen to a little segment, or I'll just read it, from Bush's speech last night, State of the Union. This is the fifth paragraph, and he says, "Abroad, our nation is committed to a historic long-term goal. We seek to end tyranny in our world. So now it isn't about WMDs. Now it isn't about fighting Al-Qaeda. Now it's ending tyranny. But then we look at what's actually happened in Afghanistan. They've put in a similar tyranny. And in Iraq, they put most of the Baathists back in, and they don't allow free newspapers, and it's an absolute hellhole. And that was the Pentagon's actual plan, was to break Iraq up into three or four parts. And now they're finally openly admitting that in the press. So that's a fraud on its face. But listen to this. Abroad, our nation is committed to a historic long-term goal. We seek the end of tyranny in our world, like warrantless spying, the military spying on peace activists, innocent individuals being charged as terrorists, homeless people sleeping on the side of the street being charged as terrorists. When you go to get a bank loan, Homeland Security checks you out. I mean, all the things we've heard about. Some dismiss that goal as misguided idealism. In reality, Bush says, the future security of America depends on it. Really? The Pentagon's own $6 billion a year plan titled P2OG said they want to stimulate terrorist attacks, that the war on terror is meant to actually stimulate real terror attacks to then widen the war. But ignore what Rumsfeld wrote in a public document. You know, when he says that they want to make things worse and he says it, just ignore it. I'm sure it's liberal propaganda. On September the 11th, 2001, we found that problems originating in a failed and oppressive state 7,000 miles away could bring murder and destruction to our country. Dictatorships shelter terrorists and feed resentment and radicalism and seek weapons of mass destruction. Democracies replace resentment with hope, respect the rights of our citizens and their neighbors, and join the fight against terror. Every step towards freedom in the world makes our country safer, so we will act boldly in freedom's cause. Now, let's just stop there for a minute. He implies that in that paragraph that Iraq attacked us. We saw on 9/11 what happened when a state 7,000 miles away attacked us. But it's nebulous. You don't know if he's talking about Afghanistan or Iraq. So knowingly, he's making the two foggy. Then he goes on to talk about Iraq and a dictatorship. So he's still mixing the two. And now he says the seeking of WMDs, you need to be invaded. Not that he didn't get up there at past State of the Unions and say, we know he has WMDs, we know we will find them. Now he's not even saying that. Now it's, if we think you're seeking them, we're going to have to invade you. And remember, PNAC, written by Dick Cheney, September 2000 document, Rebuilding America's Defenses. It's online. It's in published books. I mean, they're proud of it. Dick Cheney's own group's website has it on their site. It's not like it's on Infowars.com and, well, that could be what Alex claims Cheney wrote. I mean, you can go read what the guy wrote. And he says, no, Saddam's not a threat, but he'll be a convenient pretext to invade and use Iraq as a military base to attack Iran and Syria and for the resources. Now, that's paraphrased, but that's almost exact. I've got a pretty good memory. You can go read it. In fact, I think that's almost an exact repeat for you. I do have that skill. So Dick Cheney says, you know, when Treasury Secretary O'Neill went public and said that he was in meetings day one and it was all about invading Iraq right when Bush was elected in January of 2001, and then Bush says he never said it, it's all a lie. Then we get the Energy Task Force documents, some of them, and it proves all of that. And then Bush's own biographer says, oh yeah, in 99 he said he was going to invade Iraq, because you can't question a war president. Or Richard Clark says it, but then, oh, he's a liberal, ignore him. Well, forget it. Again, the media focuses on all those guys. What about Dick Cheney saying it? What about the Downing Street memo? Where they're going, well, they're already going to invade, they're going to make up fake data about WMDs, we've got to go ahead and get behind them. I mean, that's declassified, that's admitted. So it's not a debate that they lied about all of this. They premeditatedly did it. It's not like they screwed up either. But, I mean, that's just an example of all the deception. It's just everything in there is a twisting. So he's still implying Iraq attacked us on 9/11. He's still saying that now they were seeking WMDs. We'll be right back. Stay with us. A lot more coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca, now you'll know the secret.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Now, keep in mind that State of the Unions were a simple report by the executive that was subservient in most respects to the legislative. Because the Founding Fathers said there were more people in the legislative branch and more of a separation of powers was inherent in that branch, and so it was to be the dominant branch. The legislative, the executive, then the judiciary being the weakest branch. And believe me, folks that work in my office know, in my spare time, all I do is read history books. I just cannot get enough of them. I mean, I've read the debates. I've read the Federalist Papers. I know of what I speak. And so, again, the president didn't even go and give an address to Congress. And then by the late 1800s, some presidents wanted to do it, and it was looked down on as grandstanding, and they would make fun of presidents that wanted to do it and say, oh, he's a would-be emperor. Seriously. So now it is about, oh, the leader, he comes in, everyone's around him, and he's running things. It's a total illusion. So that as you are ground under this global governance, globalism, you will blame George Bush. When, folks, they admit he takes 2 naps a day on average, one of them 3 hours long. He exercises from 2 to 4 hours a day.
The guy goes around getting manicures and his hair cut and just prances around, basically. Prances around dodging all of the gay porn stars that are visiting that are in and out of the web of the White House on a daily basis. Oh, don't believe me? Just go see my film, The Order of Death. Get yourself a copy of that. All the mainstream news about all the gay prostitutes, porn stars. They just can't, because it's Christian conservatism, of course. I'm there at the White House, but all of that again is a side issue. We're not going to get into how the White House is like Brokeback Mountain. But, boy, is it Brokeback Mountain in every way up there. Of course, Clinton liked women. That's why he's very evil. And I'm now being sarcastic here, folks. I really shouldn't digress off into just how sick these people are. Sick in the fact that they are total hypocrites at every single level. And they've got everybody fooled because their puppet, not everybody, less and less people are fooled, because their puppet prances around with that fake Texas accent and that ridiculous cowboy hat. And I'll never get over the fact that a few years ago, Vicente Fox, who actually has a 40-plus thousand-acre ranch, they're real cowboys in Mexico. In fact, cowboys come from Argentina. We just copy them up here. A real cowboy, I mean, Vicente Fox really does like to rope and ride. You know, he's rich, but you know that's what the richy riches do down there. He comes up here and says, okay, you gave me a saddle, you did some stuff, let's go riding. I want to blow off some steam, go jump in some fence rows. And Bush said, I'm afraid of horses. Again, a side issue, folks. Just to show you how fake it all is, how ridiculous it is. It is a total joke. I mean, folks, I know how to rope a little bit and ride a little bit, and I've tackled hundreds of steers, and I've had horses kick me, and I wasn't a real cowboy. Okay? I mean, I've been in a corral with 500 wild cows that have never even been vaccinated, who are being brought in to be dehorned. And they're all trying to kill you, and I'm in there with a cattle prod. And I'm not a real cowboy. And imagine what it's like for me to have to sit there and look at George Bush making my state look bad. He's a carpet-bagging piece of trash. I'm sorry. He's a puppet. I remember that. I'm so sick of him. And by the way, folks, I don't care if you're from up north and you live down here. If I was to move up to New York and start telling you how to do things and making New York look bad, I'd be a carpetbagger. All it means is somebody from out of your region coming in and trying to take advantage of you. And there are a lot of dirty carpetbaggers. And I'm sick of them. All right, I'm gonna stop right there. See, I'm digressing and I'm getting angry and I apologize. Look, I'm just going to play one more clip of Bush. And this is where he's talking about Iraq and talking about how evil bin Laden is and how bin Laden's going to get us any minute. And I'm going to go back and play a clip where he says he doesn't want bin Laden and isn't worried about bin Laden. But let's go ahead and play another clip of Lord Bush last night. Here it is.
No one can deny the success of freedom, but some men rage and fight against it. And one of the main sources of reaction and opposition is radical Islam. The perversion by a few of a noble faith into an ideology of terror and death. Terrorists like bin Laden are serious about mass murder. And all of us must take their declared intentions seriously. They seek to impose a heartless system of totalitarian control throughout the Middle East and arm themselves with weapons of mass murder. Their aim is to seize power in Iraq and use it as a safe haven to launch attacks against America and the world. Lacking the military strength to challenge us directly, the terrorists have chosen the weapon of fear when they murder children at a school in Beslan, or blow up commuters in London, or behead a bound captive. The terrorists hope these horrors will break our will, allowing the violent to inherit the earth.
All right. So every one of the instances he named were government-sponsored terror events, signed, certified, 110% proven. No debate, orgy of evidence, unbelievable amounts of evidence, sloppy jobs. I mean, I could have, again, John Loftus, former head of counterterrorism for the FBI, on to go, yeah, SWAT's MI6, yeah, it looks like the government did it. I mean, he's got to get a national ABC radio show. I had him on, he said it. How many other? A few weeks ago, I had on those two top CIA guys, and one of them ran the hunt for Bin Laden. I go, did our government carry out terror attacks in Iran to blame it on Mossadegh? Well, yes, they did. That's admitted. Well, did our government do this with the Gulf of Tonkin? Well, yes, that's admitted. It's all admitted, and I'm sick of it. You're the ones that live off fear. You're the ones constantly trying to scare the daylights out of us on the news and issuing terror alerts whenever you get caught with your hand in the Halliburton cookie jar. Don't sit there and tell me about how the terrorists are going to get us and how they use fear. You guys use fear. You are the terrorist. Your bosses are the terrorist. Now, here's Bush, who's telling us how Bin Laden's going to get us any minute, and how evil he is. Here he is, just a year or so ago, and I got a whole bunch of these clips, saying he's not worried about him and doesn't care where he is. Go ahead and roll it.
The threat that Bin Laden posed won't fully be eliminated until he is found either dead or alive.
Well, as I say, we hadn't heard much from him. And I wouldn't necessarily say he's at the center of any command structure. And, you know, again, I don't know where he is. I repeat what I said. I truly am not that concerned about him. I know he is on the run. I was concerned about him when he had taken over a country. I was concerned about the fact that he was basically running Afghanistan and calling the shots for the Taliban. And but you know, once he set out the policy and started executing the plan, we shoved him out more and more on the margins. He has no place to train his al-Qaeda killers anymore.
Okay, there you go. But then when the NSA is spying on us, it's because, hey, Bin Laden wants to get us, and I'm doing everything I can to bring him to justice. Meanwhile, we get CIA reports going, we don't want to capture him. Well, no kidding, you don't want to capture your asset. And again, it's public record that the guy was trained by the U.S. and worked for him and still does. I mean, imagine how bizarre that is. It's known that the Bushes, quote, vacation with the Bin Ladens, FBI agent Robert Wright, C-SPAN, National TV, 2002. I mean, imagine how weird that is. It just so happens that they sit on the board, the Bin Ladens, the Bushes, and the Queen of England, of Carlyle Group, and it just so happens that if some of Bin Laden just so happens to have been CIA, and it just so happens that they always tell the troops not to capture him when they're about to, and it just so happens that they told NORAD to stand down, and it just so happens they were running drills at the exact same time that the exact same attacks happened at the exact same places in every case, and it just so happened that they call all these public officials and told them not to fly to New York the night before, and it just so happens on and on and on and on and on and on and on, and it just so happens that the people controlling our government have the motive to carry out terror so they can then tell us to shut up and go ahead with their agenda. We're going to go to your calls in a minute. It's just amazing. It's amazing to see this happening. Meanwhile, every day I see articles in the U.S. and England where all protesters are being watched by the army. They're registering you. They're videotaping us. They're putting us in these systems. Halliburton is going to build concentration camps. I mean, that is mainstream news. But of course they're for your safety. Halliburton, the same ones that run the camps in Iraq, the same ones involved in child kidnapping, Chicago Tribune. I mean, these are evil people, folks. Do you think Halliburton and these guys just let... I mean, I know there's a lot of people listening right now. They go, that guy's nuts. He's just making that up. You really think they let me get up here on, what is it now, like 80-something AM and FM stations and sit here and say all this if it isn't true? Do you know how the world works? If I said anything that wasn't true, I'd be sued out of existence. Everything I talk about is documented in triplicate. So don't just sit there because you're lazy and say what I'm saying isn't true. It is true. Believe me, I wish it wasn't. And I'm sorry this stuff's scary. Look, I didn't make it this way. I didn't go out and do this. It's not my fault that I'm here warning you. It'd be like if the dam had just broke. Some huge dam above a little town of 10,000 down in the valley. And I jumped on the community loudspeaker system and said, there's a wall of water 100 feet tall coming your way. You got 5 minutes to get to high ground. And then the water hit and covered the town up and killed a bunch of people. And then 20 years later, somebody else did it, and the dam broke again. This is a bad analogy. And then the people said, well, you know what? We're mad at you because you told us that the dam broke. You see, because I didn't just say it broke and then you don't know if it broke. I can prove it broke. I can prove it's already swallowed us up many, many times. I said I'd air this, so we'll air this. This is uh, this digresses, but at the same time it doesn't. Because finally, John Stewart's done something that is near and dear to my heart. Why is the media so upset about this book, A Million Little Pieces, and the guy lying, but then they act like it's no big deal when the government lies? You see, they can't go expose a real government lie, because that would then actually affect something and might actually wake the people up. No, they'll have a big fake investigation about some little petty nothingness, and then Oprah Winfrey will puff herself up and act all angry. And I'm telling you, folks, this is all staged for publicity. And then that's a big nightly news issue, that some book's a lie, and we're all upset about that, and it's top news story for a week. Meanwhile, the government is engaged in mass crimes on a gargantuan scale. I mean, ask Oprah why she won't talk about the Dyncorp and Halliburton kidnapping rings. Ask her. Come on. Come on. Go ahead and roll it, and then we'll take calls.
The big fish.
And now some dramatic allegations about a celebrated author.
The man who conned Oprah.
Tonight there is an explosive controversy over a book promoted by Oprah Winfrey.
Now there are accusations that this searing piece of self-confession is actually in large part a work of fiction.
I say to you today that this nation will not stand for the misclassification of its literature. We will not stand. Vote Quimby. Yes, by now, you know, author James Frye has been ripped into, I'd say numerous pieces, over revelations he lied in his memoir, A Million Little Pieces.
All of those encounters where there are the big fights and the chairs and you're Mr. Bravado tough guy, are you making that up? I really feel duped. I feel duped. But more importantly, I feel that you betrayed millions of readers.
In other words, you don't get a car. You don't get a car. You don't get a car. By the way, don't you think, if I may say, don't you think it's going to be one entertaining hour of television when Oprah realizes Dr. Phil is full of That's going to be a good hour of television. So, within the confines of Oprah's book club, Truth Prevailed. And the following news cycle was dominated by the scandal and the larger lessons for all of us.
Do not piss off Oprah.
Oprah's power is undeniable, so is her anger.
Boy, I'll tell you what, she took James Frye to the woodshed on live television today.
And in the world according to Oprah, for people who fib, there are consequences.
Consequences for those who fib. Reporters were stunned that someone investigated a lie and declared it to be untrue. You see, in the news world, TV interviews work more like this.
Do you get a fair shake in media on the economy? Isn't the economy kind of an underrated story?
Isn't it? But for people who lie in Oprah's world, there are consequences. In this world, apparently, gift baskets. Again, Oprah's world.
You know, since that time, I've struggled with the idea of it, and
no, the lie of it. That's a lie, not an idea, James. That's a lie.
The news world.
You are the president. When you stand up there on that balcony and look out and see the Washington Monument, as a president, how does that?
I view it as an American.
Let's go back to Oprah's world.
Was your description of how she died true?
She committed suicide, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She hung herself.
I mean, that was one of the details I altered about her. I mean,
let's go back to our world.
All right, so you and Dick Cheney aren't the torture guys that the New York Times says you are.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, gee willikers. Why does James Frye get tougher treatment than our government?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because he misled us into a book we had no business getting into.
So thank you, Oprah, for giving us a glimpse into the world of personal accountability and punishing the one unforgivable sin in our society, forcing Americans to read when they didn't really have to. We'll be right back.
Would you read another James Fry book? Lily, would you read another book by James Fry? I think we're having problems with her her phone. Lily, if you can hear me, are you there? We lost her somehow. I think that's Lily from the actual book.
So the point is, they're all acting real serious. An analysis. Is it true? Was he in a drug rehab? Did the girl die? Tonight, massive coverage with our analyst. It's so important. He lied. Everyone's upset. Meanwhile, almost everything you see on the news is a twisted or spun or just outright fabrication. I mean, and it, you can verify its lies in about 10 seconds, because there's two different groups of news, and there's subsections of all of those. There's the real news and the news wires and the documents and the trade publications that never gets wide circulation, that's there for everybody who's an analyst. And then there's the stuff that's on the nightly news, and it's all just about stupid little books and did this guy lie? Because they can only talk about corruption and expose corruption that is petty and isolated and doesn't matter. That's why they couldn't go after Clinton for missile secrets. They had to go after him for sex, because that was the only thing he was doing that was isolated. Everybody else was dirty, so they couldn't go after anything big. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Play Bush talking about spying, and again, it's all a provable, verifiable lie. Just he's and we've got writings of Colin Powell and others saying it's illegal. Ashcroft even warning him that it was illegal. You can find all of this, but Bush gets up there and admits he did it. But then his other surrogates say that, oh no, we didn't spy. So, I mean, pick a lie, any lie, and just jump in. But again, Bush is just a puppet. Jim, Ed, and Ida and others, we're going to be going to your calls and open phones the whole next hour. And I've got several other audio clips. I've got this little Bush the Emperor comedy piece done by the animator Mark Fior, the always very talented. We're going to play that coming up in the next hour. And the really scary news, we've saved the worst for the middle of the show, the private FEMA camps. FEMA camps. Just, you know, oh, hey, we're building some camps for you. Houston Chronicle, AP, hey, Halliburton's going to run them. Hey, hey. And a known death squad founder and commander, Negroponte, is orchestrating it all. Hey, all right. So that is coming up in the middle of the next hour. A president who's announcing that he has dictatorial power is now giving his private cronies private FEMA camps. It's really nice. But before I go to Jim and Ed and everybody else that's patiently holding, just briefly here, folks, I want you to get my documentary films, and I want you to do something very important. Make copies of them. In that act of getting my films, you support what we're doing, you get powerful, informative, dynamic documentaries, some of the best out there, bar none, give you wide-spectrum data info on the New World Order program and its architecture and how to bring them down, how to stop them, how to smash them. But then you're also able to make copies and force multiply the information. The power of you doing that is unbelievable. So I want to salute, commend, thank all those that have in the past. Go to InfoWars.com and look at all the specials that are up there. I mean, we just continue to come up with better and better specials. We've got that Synthetic Terror book special along with Martial Law, one of my newest and best films, together for $29.95. What is that, like a $15 discount? I mean normally the film's $24.95. You get like a 500-plus page book basically for $5. It's up on InfoWars.com via the secure online shopping cart or call toll-free right now, 1-888-253-3139 to order and an incredible activist center, PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, dozens of other great films we've been authorized to post, like Loose Change 2. Oh, it's good. By Dylan Avery. Go there, get a membership, and you can, with my films, you can download them, burn copies, put them on DVD, CD, give them to people, all my best audio interviews, my weekly special TV reports, interviews with guests in studio. It's all there, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Monthly subscriptions, 3 months free when you get a yearly subscription, PrisonPlanet.tv. Jim in New Jersey, thank you for holding like a champion. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You were saying about how most guys are stupid and only know about football. Maybe if we want to reach these guys, we should try to reach them on their level. A guy named Dan Modia, he wrote a book called Interference about how the NFL fixes games and how the owners all have, like, mafia connections. And he was saying most of the owners are, like, Catholic Masonic Knights of Malta, and they all have diplomatic immunity. He was just saying it's just one big mafia organization and that they script, like, you know, all the storylines and everything they do in the NFL.
And I bet you're going to tell me that Pete Rose bet on baseball. No, it's totally clean. Don King's clean. Boxing's clean. Everything's fine.
Yeah, he was on Coast to Coast one time, but he didn't talk about how football was fixed.
Well, I mean, I don't think that football is fixed to that level. I've actually studied it. Let me tell you, what is fixed is most of the lotteries. I mean, that is totally staged, folks, the big ticket. But as for the Catholics controlling it, I mean, it's like there's been a rash of calls the last 2 weeks about Catholics behind everything. And I'm not a Catholic, but I got a lot of Catholic friends. I've researched it. I mean, I'd like to see your proof. Maybe I should interview that guy that the Catholic Church controls the National Football League. I mean, it's just, oh boy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The second hour coming up. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.